Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing to each and every one of you on this beautiful Sabbath, September 10, 2016. Can everyone see the presentation in the room, dear ones? This is lesson 195. Chapter 41, entitled The Crisis in Galilee, Part 6. The opening scripture song to our study today is taken from the book of Jude, verses 24 and 25.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with his joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, but now and forever. Amen.
Welcome to all the precious family. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have opening prayer, blah, blah, blah.
If we could kneel and bow our heads and our hearts. Our Father, who are in this scale to have this blessed day, we thank you for in this scale to intercept. We thank you for in this scale to have all blessed day. But it was our first season of the days that has had spirits, but you have said you don't be on this side of Christ and Lord. Let us be known what is true, what is false, what is left you are. I also pray that we may be able to come, always come to you whenever I tell you what we have. Don't let us be able to come to you. Once the energy is possible, and be courageous and fearless and be more bravery. And also, let us think of others before we think of ourselves. You know, make us be able to always have that humble heart and keep on staying, keep on telling these people who you are, that they will be able to change these things. And those that our eyes open, that we may see the wonder.
Amen. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, from the King James Version, and it reads, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, we will continue with part 6 of our lesson entitled The Crisis in Galilee, and our study book is Eye of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Sabbath blessings, one and all. Matthew 16:24. Then said Jesus unto his disciple, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 3:12. Whose fan is in his hands, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire.
John 6:15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force, take him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. John 6:64. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believeth not, and who shall betray him.
Amen.
John 6:65, and he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. John 6:66. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Amen.
Matthew 15:12. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? Matthew 15:13. But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 391 through 392. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, Popular.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. I hope all is well. Desire of Ages 391. Christ has spoken a sacred eternal truth regarding the relation between himself and his follower. He knew the character of those who claimed to be his disciple. His word tested their faith. He declared that they were to believe and act upon his teaching. All who receive him will partake of his nature and be confident, conform to his character. Next slide, please. Continuing the reading, Desire Ages 391. This involved the relinquishment of their cherished ambition. It requires the complete surrender of themselves to Jesus. They were called to become self-sacrificing,
meek and lonely in heart. They must walk in the narrow path traveled by the man of Calvary, if they will share in the gift of life and the glory of heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, what eternal sacred truths did Christ speak regarding the relation between himself and his followers? And what were they called to become as they surrendered themselves completely to Jesus? If you know the answer to those questions, dear one, Babalah.
He declared that they were to believe and act upon his teaching. This involved the
relinquishment
of their cherished
ambitions,
and they were called to become self-sacrificing. Meek and holy, slowly and hard. They must walk in the narrow path traveled by the man of.
I'm continuing the reading. Desire of Ages, page 391. The test was too great. The enthusiasm of those who had sought to take him by force and make him king grew cold. This discourse in the synagogue, they declared, had opened their eyes. Now they were undeceived. In their minds, his words were a direct confession that he was not the Messiah and that no earthly rewards were to be realized from the connection with him. And continue on the next slide. They had welcomed his miracle-working power. They were eager to be freed from disease and suffering, but they would not come into sympathy with his self-sacrifice in life. They cared not for the mysterious spiritual kingdom of which he spoke. The insincere, the selfish, who had sought him, no longer desired him. If he would not devote his power and influence to obtaining their freedom from the Romans, they would have nothing to do with him. Desire of Ages, page 391, paragraph 3.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Why did the enthusiastic people who sought to take Jesus by force, make him king, welcome of him, and why did they not come into sympathy or nor care for? If you know the answer to these questions, dear ones, bubble out.
The answer is they had welcomed his miracle-working power. They were eager to be freed from disease and suffering, but they would not come into sympathy with the self-sacrificing life, and they cared not for the mysterious spiritual kingdom of which he spoke. Desire of Ages, page 391. Jesus told them plainly, "There are some of you that believe not," adding, "Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father." He wished them to understand that if they were not drawn to him, it was because their hearts were not open to the Holy Spirit. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. It is by faith that the soul beholds the glory of Jesus. This glory is hidden until through the Holy Spirit faith is kindled in the soul. Desire of Ages, page 91, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Question, boys and girls, what did Jesus plainly tell them with added statement about his Father, and what did he wish them to understand about the Holy Spirit? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
There are some of you that believe not.
Adding,
therefore,
said I
unto you,
that no man can
come unto me, except it were given.
Unto him
of my father,
and he wished them
to understand that if they were
not drawn.
To him,
it was because
their heart
were not
open
to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Everyone, can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63.
Words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are love. Is the spirit thou quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are love.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We are in Desire of Ages, page 391, Bobola.
Desire of Ages, page 391. By their public rebuke of their unbelief, these disciples were still further alienated from Jesus. They were greatly displeased in wishing to wound the Savior and gratify the malice of the Pharisees. They turned their backs upon him and left him with disdain. They had made their choice, had taken the form without the spirit, the husk without the kernel. Their decisions were never afterward reversed, for they walked no more with Jesus. Desire of Ages, page 392, paragraph 1.
Amen. Christian boys and girls, mommies and daddies, what was the reaction of these disciples because of the public rebuke of their unbelief? And did they make their choice by their action? And what was the result? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
They were greatly displeased and wishing to wound the Savior and gratify the malice of the Pharisees. They turned their backs upon him, leaving with disdain. And yes, by taking the form without the spirit, their decision was never afterward reversed. For they walked no more with Jesus.
Desire of Ages, page 392. Whose fan in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. Matthew 3:12. This was one of the times of purging. By the words of truth, the chaff was being separated from the wheat. Because they were too vain and self-righteous to receive reproof, too world-loving to accept a life of humility, many turned away from Jesus. Many are still doing the same thing. Continue the next slide, please. Souls are tested today, as were those disciples in the synagogue at Capernaum. When truth is brought home to the heart, they see that their lives are not in accordance with the will of God. They see the need of an entire change in themselves, but they are not willing to take up the self-denying work. Therefore, they are angry when the sins are discovered. They go away offended, even as the disciples left Jesus, murmuring. This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What great work was done by the words of truth? And what are the results when truth is brought home to the heart? And dear ones, are many still doing the same thing today? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
But. Yeah, be wrong. I can't hear you out.
About a
purging.
Purging.
Time.
Time. The
chef
is.
Mm-mm.
Oh, was beginning.
Being. Separated. From.
From the.
Wheat.
And.
They.
Is
no. What do you do with your eyes?
See.
Mm-hmm. That.
That.
Their.
Their.
Lives.
Life. All.
Mm-hmm.
Out.
Not.
Not. In.
Accordance.
Accordance. With the will of God.
They.
See. The.
Need
of
entire
change in
themselves,
but
same words.
They all it
not willing
to
take.
And
up
the
self
denying
work.
Praise the Lord. Good job, Layla. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 23 and 24.
Flattery would be pleasing to their ears, but the truth is unwelcome. They cannot hear it.
When the crowds follow and the multitudes are fed, and the shouts of the trumpets are heard,
their voices are loud in praise. But when the searching of God's Spirit reveals their sins and bids them leave it, they turn their backs upon the truth and walk no more with Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What is pleasing to the ears of the unconverted multitude fed, and what is not welcome? And what happens when the searching of God's Spirit reveals their sin and bids them leave it? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
No. Praise and flattery would be pleasing to their ears, but the truth is unwelcome. They cannot hear it, and they turn their backs upon the truth and walk no more with Jesus.
Amen. Let's learn a beautiful scripture. This one is from the Spirit of Prophecy. It is basically a quote from the Ministry of Healing. Together, dear ones, and I hope you enjoy it by God's grace.
Passing power that Christ exercised when he walked visibly among men is in his word, is in his word. The same power in them he is speaking to us individually, as directly as if we could listen to his voice. It is in these promises that Christ communicates to us his grace and power. They are these from that tree, which is for the healing of the nations. These from the tree received, assimilated, they are to be the strength of the character, the inspiration and sustenance of the life. Nothing besides can impart that courage, faith that gives vital energy to that whole being. Ministry of Healing, page 122.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us on Coming In. We have come to the ending of the first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And this is the section where we're going to do the story time. And our dear brother, Dick.
Good morning, boys and girls. This is dear brother, Dick. It's story time. And the subject of our story this time is the mind fixed on Christ. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Proverbs 10:9. Now what does walking uprightly mean? It means being honest and truthful. And to pervert one's ways means being dishonest. You don't want to be that. The very first step in the path of life is to keep the mind stayed on God. That is why mamas and daddies teach boys and girls to love and obey God's commandments when they're little, to have His fear continually before their eyes. The fear of God doesn't mean to be scared of Him, but it means to love and obey Him. A single departure from moral integrity. Oh, there's a nice word. That integrity means doing the right thing even when no one is watching. A single departure from moral integrity blunts the conscience and opens the door for the next temptation. If you tell a lie, it makes it easier to do something even worse, like maybe soap. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. If you do dishonest things, others will know that you are a dishonest person and not trust you. We are commanded to love God supreme or first or best, and our neighbor as ourselves. But the daily experience of life shows that the law is disregarded. To disregard something means to ignore it. And just about everybody disregards God's law. Uprightness in deal or honest dealings and moral integrity, here we go again, that means doing the right thing even though no one is watching, will secure the favor of God. This will make God happy and make boys and girls a blessing to themselves and to society. We like people who are honest. But amid the various temptations that assail one or that come to a person, whatever may be, whatever way he may turn, is he going to obey or disobey? It is impossible to keep a clear conscience and the approval of heaven without divine aid and principle to love honesty and for the sake of right. We need God's help to be honest. A character that is approved of God and man is to be preferred to wealth. This means it is better to be honest than rich. Riches don't make a person dishonest, but dishonesty makes a lot of people rich. The foundation should be laid broad and deep, resting on the rock, Jesus Christ. Honesty should be learned in childhood. There are too many who profess to work from the true foundation. They say publicly that they're honest, whose loose dealings or cheating ways show them to be building on sliding sand. But the great tempest will sweep away their foundation and they will have no refuge. Or when hard times come, nobody will trust them. I heard a song years ago that said, "Your cheating heart will tell on you," and that's the truth. Even worldlings don't like to be cheated. Do these persons see the future? Or are their eyes too dim to see through the miasma-laden fog of worldliness? Or do the does care for the things of the world keep them from understanding truth? That honesty and integrity, that means doing the right thing when no one is watching, are not regarded in this world. Honesty and integrity. Integrity is doing the right thing even though no one is watching, are rewarded in heaven God will reward virtue. Oh, that's a question, see that? Will God reward virtue, that is truthfulness and honesty, with just worldly success? No. He has their names graven on the palms of his hands. Did you ever write something on your hand so that you wouldn't forget it? Jesus had nails hammered through his palms of his hands, so he can't forget us. He said, I have graven you upon the palms of my hands. He has our names graven on the palms of his hands as heirs. An heir is someone who receives a gift from someone who's died. As heirs of enduring honors, riches that are imperishable, that means they can't be destroyed. To dwell or think upon beauty, goodness, mercy, and love of Christ is strengthening to or makes strong the mind, the mental and moral powers. And while the mind is kept trained to do the work of Christ, to be the obedient children, you will habitually inquire, and habitually means that it's a habit, is this the way of the Lord? Is this what pleases God? Sons and daughters of God, 111. And our verse again, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Proverbs 10:9.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful study. Thank you so much, Brother Dick. Dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson, so we will continue with part 7 of our study entitled The Crisis in Galilee of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddy, would like to have a closing prayer, Kabula.
Father, I thank you for me to keep me for holding God in heaven and pray for God. I hope that God might be thinking on kids, and I hope that we keep Sabbath holy, and I hope that the wrong daddy will stop arguing in Jesus' name. Father God, thank you for everything you did to keep me safe, and I hope that everyone understood what we have learned today, Father God. And thank you for waking us up, and thank you for everything that you did to keep us alive. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay. Have a lesson to everyone.
Oh, Father.
And you hear me? All fathers who are in heaven, hallowed shall be name. Thy kingdom come, it be done in earth as it is in heaven. If it's this day, a daily bread of Father, just a free gift at heart. Eat us not into temptation, a little earth. From evil, Father, I stand in the power and the glory forever to ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are being showered with so many blessings by the presence of all these inheritance of the Lord, His children. Next Sabbath, dear ones, chapter 41, The Crisis in Galilee, part 7, and that will be next Sabbath, by God's grace, September 17, 2016. We have prepared activity for the whole family to enjoy. We hope and pray that all of you, even the little ones, has been blessed by the lesson and continue the dialogue. May the Lord continue opening the scripture to all your precious little hearts. God bless each and every one of you, and have a blessed rest of this Sabbath. God bless everyone.